I officially have a problem that I admitted to freely over the weekend.
So you have what?
I have a problem.
Yes.
That I have come to terms with.
Okay. You've accepted.
I've accepted. I admitted it. I have a giant snack hoarding problem.
Oh, yeah, you do.
And this has not been an issue before now.
And yeah, it has.
Really?
Yes. You're worse than I am with the assumption that we don't have something when you go to the grocery store. So you buy it again. And then we end up with...
Like what?
How many boxes of Kodiak cakes?
I bought all of those at the same time because I wanted to try the different flavors.
How many did you throw out?
Three.
How many did you buy?
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not what that is.
Okay.
I just have been like craving different snacks lately. Uh-huh. So we have, but our pantry is full. Like we are at capacity, done. We cannot have any more snacks. And the problem is I buy them when I'm in the mood for them. And then I lose the mood. And then I'm like,
Why do we always, without fail, have like four packages of tortillas that all have like three missing tortillas?
I don't know.
That's not a snack thing. I think that's just we're having tacos for dinner. Better get tortillas.
Well, that falls more on you. I was talking about my current, because I'm not a huge snacker. Like the buying double stuff, if we don't check, yeah, we do that. You're the one that goes to the grocery store. But I'm talking specifically, how many different kinds of snack food do we have in our pantry right now?
Yeah.
And I'm not usually a huge snacker. I'm more of like a meals person.
Yeah.
I just find myself having to eat all the time right now. And yeah, the snacks out of control.
Maybe the abundance of snacks and the fact that we've had to move food into different cabinets that normally doesn't is shining a spotlight on the double buying thing. Like I never really understood those super expensive refrigerators that have the camera on the inside. So you can be at the grocery store and see what you have until I realize that we have like four things of sour cream right now.
Yeah.
So, well, good luck to you. You've got about 12 bags of barbecue ranch rice puff things to clear through.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I'm grateful for the curveballs that life throws at you.
My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for breakfast food.
This was such a weird weekend emotionally for me that I think I kind of just shut down because there were so many emotions and they were conflicting emotions that I just kind of put the emotion part of my brain on pause.
You're just like, yeah.
There's too much to process. Or I think the hip way to say it is we've got too much to unpack here.
Yes.
But number one, this is my first Mother's Day ever in my entire life without a mom. My mom passed away in December, and for the first time, I didn't have a phone call or a text message to send yesterday to mom.
No, you did send flowers.
I sent flowers, care of obviously my dad, but I just yeah. It was just so that.
How'd you feel?
Sad, really sad, but grateful in a like kind of almost in a really spiritual way, because when I was 12, my mom had a brain aneurysm and then some bleeding and some swelling and a stroke afterwards. All this stuff happened over the course of a couple of weeks when I was 12 years old. She should not have lived through that.
Right.
But she did. So how can I feel anything but grateful for the extra 30 years, 35 years that I had with her when I probably shouldn't?
Yeah.
But because she is tough as nails and
she is the toughest 4-foot tall woman ever.
Right. She's 4'9".
Oh.
and a half. She,
4'9".
Yeah, she's not 4 foot tall.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
She's like 4 foot something.
Yeah, 4'9".
I can't even believe she's 4'9". She is tiny human being.
Tiny. And she, yeah, so she's super tough. And also, you know, great doctors and whatnot saved her life. And then she went to all sorts of therapy and fought back. And she was never the same after that happened as she was before. But I just have so much gratitude for the time that I did have with her, mm-hmm. even with her not being the same, because I had that time because she was so tough mm-hmm. back in 1986.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so how can you not feel grateful for that? But obviously also very, very sad, and very sad for my dad. Mm-hmm. You know, he's in New York and alone up there, and holidays like this, I can't even imagine for him. They have to be gut-wrenching, yeah. You know? So I'm really sad about that, but I'm also like, this is your first Mother's Day. Like, how many times yesterday did we say, can you believe that next Mother's Day, there will be a 6-month-old here with us?
Crazy.
So I'm really elated about that. So that was like a weird conflict. Mm-hmm. And then another conflict, an emotional conflict, is this weekend marks the 1-year anniversary of me getting fired from my last radio job, mm-hmm. which is what led us to this podcast and has set us off on this journey, which is the greatest thing that has ever happened. So I'm elated about that. But this weekend was also supposed to be our kind of official launch of our Callie and Jeff brand, mm-hmm. that would involve some events and more merchandise and maybe books and speaking events and just stuff in addition to the podcast.
Yeah.
And we had to cancel that a couple months ago because of all the COVID stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's also bittersweet.
So you're living like polar opposite emotional
on two really big things.
On two huge things.
On two huge things, I'm sitting 180 degrees apart on both of them.
Yeah.
Like, really happy, really sad. Really happy, really sad. So it was just such a weird weekend. But I think above all, when you said, do you want to elaborate on the curveballs? Like, I am grateful because I'm confident that every curveball life presents is doing that in order to lead you to where you are supposed to be next. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not easy or enjoyable while you're going through it, I truly do believe there's a reason for it.
I want to ask a question that may make you cringe a little bit, but I get the question quite often. And I think it's an important topic for us to talk about, because I think when people think of gratitude or whatever, they think, oh yeah, there's no baggage from your past. And you just kind of like forgive, forget, move on. Everything is shiny from your past kind of deal. And I think a lot of people associate gratitude, being better, striving to be better, upside stuff as not having any, you know, I don't know, being able to like overcome emotional things without carrying it with you. The thing that people ask me about a lot is, okay, so it's been a year. You lost more than one relationship when you lost your job.
Right.
How does that impact you now? And, you know, is that something, even though the job part of it, okay, this is our upside, it's amazing, best thing ever, the relationships, multiple that you lost during that time, how have you kind of grown from that? Like, what's your viewpoint now?
There's a couple, it's funny because I was thinking a lot about that. There's a couple of professional relationships, and we don't have to get into it right now because I don't want this to end up being like an hour-long episode of the show. But I could put it on to bring it up like later this week. Mm-hmm. But there are two people in particular who professionally, who I don't really have a personal relationship with, but two people that I have a professional relationship with, where in the chaos of all of that stuff happening, I didn't tell them how unprofessional they were being.
What do you mean?
Like in the chaos of losing my job and all the drama that followed that over the next couple of weeks, there are two people in my mind who, and to this day, I have been nicer to them than I should be. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if it would be out of line for me to now pick up the phone and call them and go, hey, I just want to let you know that when you did this, this, and this, you were out of line and I was aware of it. I just didn't have time to deal with it. And I just want you to know that we're not cool, even though you might think we are.
I'm upset.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not even upset. I just, there are some people who got away with some stuff professionally that I just wish I had said, hold on, time out. I don't have time to deal with this right now, but you're not the upstanding citizen that you're playing yourself off to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know what your role was in all of this. And so you're cool, but we're not cool. So
right.
I just want you to know that I know that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. Do you feel like that's a conversation that you want to have, or is it something that you kind of like play in your head of like, you know, like one of those coulda, woulda, shoulda moments that you perfectly play in your head? Or is it something that you feel like would lend healing to you if you had that conversation?
I don't think it's about healing for me, because I could go my entire life and never deal with either of these people again. Mm-hmm. But like one of them sent me an email last week about something, about a business opportunity related to the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I wrote back and said, oh, thank you so much for thinking of us. This is why I don't think it's a fit, but I appreciate you reaching out, blah, blah, blah. And that's why it's been on my mind, because in the midst of all that chaos, this person had a hand in causing it. Mm-hmm. And he clearly doesn't think that I know that.
Right. So you're pretty much like, don't act like my friend and don't act like you want to jump on board with the podcast when you totally threw me under the bus and lied to my face.
Right. And kind of
lied to your face.
Yeah. So do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. Cause we had this conversation.
Oh, okay.
You didn't mention that, but you told me you got a phone call from someone.
Yeah.
From your past. I think, you know, sometimes, and last year, I think the theme was loss, and it was for me for sure. And I think it was a theme for you, like the whole year, loss, 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 loss. Like Jeff, right. We lost Jeff's mom. Jeff lost his job. He lost who he thought was his best friend. I parted ways with some best friends. And I think sometimes it feels really good to be done with those things. Like I think the job thing, when you got fired, there are some losses in your life where the cord is cut and you're like, oh, okay, I feel so much better. That feels really good. And there are some things that take longer to get over. And I think that's okay. And I know for me, like the friendship losses that I had last year, I'm just now getting to a point where I'm like, okay, I think I'm kind of done being mad about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just because you've moved on with your life doesn't mean that you can't still be upset about someone that really hurt you.
Right.
But I think that's like one of the farces that comes with living a more positive life and trying to live in gratitude every day. You know what I'm trying to say is that you have to completely forgive and let go everything that happened to you. And I don't think that's true.
Well, we've talked about that on the show before, like that forgiveness is not mandatory in my opinion, in order, like forgiveness is an illusion, right? You don't have to forgive somebody to move past it, but this doesn't have anything to do with forgiveness, right?
I don't think it does. I was just talking about the residual pain because
I don't even know if this has to do with residual pain because I don't feel pained by it. Like it doesn't keep me up at night, mm-hmm. but I don't like the fact that there are a couple people out there who think that they handled their part in this situation fine mm-hmm. when they really didn't. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally does.
So anyways, we did a great job saving that until Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, yeah. I like wrote it down. Oh, well, whoops.
Whoops. Well, well.
Well, maybe we switch it with what I wanted to talk about today, which we can switch. It's kind of like the lessons and what you've learned and your personal growth. But we can save that till later this week.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, cool. Sounds right. Good.
Perfect. Change your note.
Our ad partner and friends at Racetrack are doing something really cool tomorrow if you're listening to the show on the day of release. On May 12th, which is a Tuesday, they're going to be giving a free Red Bull to nurses to kind of cap off. That's the right way to say it, right? Cap off.
Yep.
And bookend International Nurses Week. So if you are a nurse, take your badge in, show up with your scrubs, whatever, they will give you a free Red Bull.
Now, let's say thank you to the ad partners who are making the upside possible this week.
The hardest part of settling into a vitamin routine is the getting started part. Am I right? Like, there's so many choices out there. What do I need? What do I not need? I have found myself one too many times standing in the vitamin aisle completely overwhelmed, and I don't even know what to start. I don't know what brand is best. While Care Of is taking all of the guesswork out of vitamins and making it as easy as possible for you to get into a great healthy routine. You're going to go to takecareof.com. They have a little quiz that asks you about your goals, your lifestyle, all that kind of stuff. And they will put together a personalized daily vitamin packet just for you. They're going to ship it to your house and you have individualized packs ready to go every single day. It's got your name on it. It's got a little good vibey quote on it. It is so easy. Let them take that off your plate. Right now, you can get 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter the code UPSIDE50. Again, that's 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter the code UPSIDE50.
The world is different, and that means the way we shop is different. Who are you going to buy your stuff from that you know you're going to get quality goods and you can trust them? How about a company that has over 50,000 five-star reviews? Our friends at Brook Linen have sheets and bedding that are so comfortable and so durable. You are going to fall in love with them, and you know that it's not going to steer you wrong. The website's not going to steer you wrong because over 50,000 people have given them a five-star review. Brook Linen sheets are the perfect place to start making your morning great. Before you even get out of bed, before you even put one foot on the floor, you're going to lie in bed and enjoy the comfort of Brook Linen sheets. And you can buy things individually or in packages, and you can save money using the promo code UPSIDE. Go to brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Use the promo code UPSIDE to save 10%. Brooklinen.com, promo code is UPSIDE for 10% off.
You know that Jeff and I are huge fans of therapy, and neither one of us think that you should have to go through life doing everything by yourself or figuring out everything by yourself. You don't have to do it alone. And right now is a crazy time. Things are not normal right now, okay? So if you are having the thought, the common thought, I might add, I just need help. I don't know what to do. Something needs to change. I encourage you to check out BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp has thousands of licensed professional counselors ready to talk to you in under 24 hours. So you can go to BetterHelp.com/upside and you can enter in information about yourself and what you're going through. They will hook you up with a licensed professional counselor and you can talk to this person without ever leaving your house. You can do it through video chat, text, phone call, and they will hook you up really quickly. It's a quick process and you can be on the road to just making one small step in the right direction. The first step is the hardest. BetterHelp is here to help you. As an Upside listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/upside. That's BETTERHELP.com/upside. And you can get 10% off of your first month.
Name that noise!
You have so far stumped the people.
Do you know how many guesses we've had total? Is it six?
I think it's six.
All right. Nikki is our contestant today. Let's give Nikki a call. It's the simplest game in podcasting. All you got to do is identify a noise.
Yeah, you'd think it was simple.
Right.
Hello.
Nikki, it's Callie and Jeff.
Hey, guys.
a question about your experience with Name That Noise. Are you a person who has listened once and knows what it is, or have you played it over and over and over and over again?
I've listened once and knew what it was.
Oh, wow. Ooh, okay.
Impressive. All right.
All right. Well, we'll play it for you one more time here, Nikki. And, okay. And that'll give you your second listen, and then you make your guess. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And up for grabs, by the way, what was it? $100 and an Amazon Echo. All right.
Here okay. We go. Awesome.
All right, Nikki, name that noise.
It sounds like a hand mixer.
Oh, like the
like the old fashioned crank hand mixer.
Yes. And where you would. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about, because I think we had one growing up, and the two little things like kind of are like spoked inside of each other down at the bottom.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
But that's not it.
That's not it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Just know that you can keep listening and keep guessing. I'm thinking that you, did you hear the clue from Friday's episode?
I did.
Okay, perfect. So I'm thinking that you're on the right track. So I'm thinking that you might want to play again. So, okay. So just text the word noise again to 800-434-5454. If our computer randomly selects you, you can play again. Okay.
Okay. We'll do. Happy Mother's Day, Callie.
Thank you. Have a great day, Nikki.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye. She was in, she's like in, out, on with her life. She's like Chili's.
She is. I love it.
All right, here are our three random things for today. And by the way, I hope that doesn't come across as like a misleading clue that she was either close, that she might have been close because of the way I said that.
What did you mean?
When I said you might want to play again, like I don't want anybody to think that that was like some sort of super clue or whatever. Like I was just saying you might want to play again. Because you obviously, you heard the clue, you made a good guess.
Now, are you going to be giving out another clue?
Yeah, I just need to know how often you think I should do it. Every 5 guesses, every 3 guesses.
I think it depends on how, I think once we've gone for a week, we can start giving out daily clues.
So should we go this one more week and then I'll give another clue on Friday? And then with every clue after that, I'll give.
I think you give a clue on Wednesday.
Okay, a clue on Wednesday. If nobody gets it.
If nobody gets it.
And if you haven't listened to Friday's episode, there was a clue in Friday's episode. All right. According to a website called apartmenttherapy.com, there is a certain segment of the population who actually misses the office experience. Well, there's an app for that. It's called I Miss the Office. And if you hook it up to a speaker or just play it in your headphones, it generates generic office noises.
Shut up.
Such as the squeaking of a chair, somebody humming nearby, the soothing sounds of modern office.
What's it called again?
I Miss the Office.
That's amazing.
If you just want to feel more comfortable in your at-home environment, there's some science that'll help you stop eating junk food. And this is timely because of how you started today's episode.
Right.
Talking about all the junk food that you have. This was done by the University of Minnesota. And it had people pick out snacks that were categorized as either healthy snacks or unhealthy snacks. So they didn't tell the people whether they were healthy or unhealthy. They just said, here is a closet full of snacks.
It's like the fancy economy baskets they have in Coach, in Delta.
Yes.
Where they have the snack basket. And you feel like it's like the person next to you is totally judging you. Because like, are you going to choose a banana or like Cheez-Its?
Right. That's exactly what it is. So they gave them the fancy snack basket. They told half of the group to say out loud, what kind of snack am I what do I want? Not what kind of snack. What do I want? And they told the other half of the group to use their name and refer to themselves in the third person. So they would say, Jeff, what do you want? And you had to say that out loud. The people who used their names were more likely to make healthy choices.
Huh. I feel like you should do that on the airplane the next time we travel. Who knows what that's going to be?
Like 2020.
The basket comes towards you when you're in the fancy seats and you... just look at the flight attendant, look down and say, Jeff, what do you want?
I have a feeling the next time we travel that we are just going to have Biscoff thrown at us from the front of the plane.
Here, you get this, Chuck.
And they're just going to call out the seat number and you catch it when it arrives. And that's it. That's going to be the...
And if you like don't catch it or it go, you lose.
Yeah, that's how snacks are going to be delivered on future flights. And listen, this is no judgment if you decided to do this. I was just amazed at this factoid. This is not one of my random things. This is just some news I read over the weekend. But one of the cruise lines, I believe Carnival, put bookings on sale for August 1st. And did like 200% more business selling cruise cabins this week last week than they did the same week the year before.
I don't know if it's because I work in news and I have heard the interviews of people that were like stuck on cruise ships or whatever when this all started. There is not enough money in the world to pay me to go on a cruise in August. It's the risk versus reward thing. Like, is there a high risk? I don't know. Is there a marginal risk? Probably. And that's enough for me.
But what we were talking about yesterday is it's not even really the fear of getting coronavirus, because that is definitely scary.
Oh, no. It's the fear of being stuck on a ship.
If you are in one of those no window interior rooms, right, that you get at a great price, but there's no like natural light source, and you get an outbreak on your ship and they say you've got to stay at sea for 3 weeks and everybody has to stay in their cabin.
I get anxious thinking about it. I literally have goosebumps right now. I would go, that would not to use a horrible pun, but that would push me over the edge mentally. That's like making me sweat.
So anyways, if you're one of those people, look, more power to you. You get in the travel industry, putting some money in the travel industry, go for it. Just not for me. And apparently not for Callie.
No.
The Council of Contemporary Families offers this suggestion to guys. If you want to help keep your wife happy, do the dishes. A recent study conducted listed a bunch of household tasks like shopping, laundry, and house cleaning. And for women, the responsibility of doing the dishes is more important to be shared than any other household chore.
You know what's funny? I don't feel that way.
Really?
I would so much rather you take out the trash. I'm happy to do dishes because I like the way I put them in the dishwasher.
Women who wash the vast majority of the dishes themselves report more relationship conflict, less relationship satisfaction, and even worse bedroom time.
I don't know that I believe that.
Than women with partners who help with the dishes. So just a suggestion for the guys. Yeah, Callie, it was even in our wedding vows.
It literally was.
Callie does not touch garbage.
I do not like taking out the trash. It is my least favorite chore. I admitted that very early on in our relationship. And yes, we did include it in our marriage vows. I have like a fourth, but also kind of like fifth, because you added a random fact in there, random thing that I wanted to share that I thought was really cool. Popeyes is hiring out of work musicians to record its Love That Chicken jingle.
Love That Chicken from Popeyes.
I had to Google that to figure out what they were saying.
What did you think they were saying?
Now That's Chicken from Popeyes.
Oh, got it. Yep.
You know, like Now That's Chicken from Popeyes.
Nope. Love That Chicken from Popeyes.
So now I know. Anyway, so if you want to submit a demo and it is paid and then they're going to promote you because you will be, you know, your voice will be heard. Your song will be heard nationwide. So it's a big deal.
So it's a competition. You submit and then the winners get promotion and a paycheck.
And a paycheck. So demo jingles must be submitted by May 18th. Winners will be notified on or before May 25th. So good luck. And I just thought that was like a cool take on how they could help some other people who might need some cash right now.
Is May 18th a week from today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
you have 1 week to write your jingle, but learn how to put your spin on that jingle.
The jingle's already been done. And the link is going to be in our show notes.
The link will be in our show notes pending that I can find it.
Love That Chicken from Popeyes.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
I feel like something that we started talking about on this show a few months ago has become something, at least among Upside listeners, something fairly commonplace.
What's that?
The micro anxieties.
Now, what do you mean by commonplace?
Multiple times a week, I will get a message from somebody saying that they took care of this or they did that or something happened around their house that they were able to address, and they refer to whatever it was as a micro anxiety.
Now, if you are new to the show or this is your first episode or whatever, a micro anxiety is something that I think I accidentally coined.
I don't remember which one of us coined it,
but I remember I got it from one of my friends.
The first one that you did was like cleaning a kitchen faucet.
Yeah, because every day I walk into my kitchen and I think, wow, there's a lot of gunk around the faucet. I really need to clean that up. And it's not something I think about all the time. It's just one little annoying thing. But guess what? That one little annoying thing, when you have 15 annoying things, builds up to be really annoyed. So the idea was to take care of micro anxieties. And then that's just one thing off your plate. And Jeff started doing it, and it's been life-changing for you.
And a lot of people are now doing it. So I just feel proud that some little nugget of something that we said on the show is becoming common and helpful to a lot of people.
A bonus fry at the bottom of your bag is always great. But have you ever had a bonus nug? I cannot tell you when or where, but I know before I've had a bonus nugget in the bottom of my bag, and I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, how did I get so lucky? Okay, bye.
When's the last time you really thought about your socks? Like, actually paid attention to the way they fit on your foot and how comfortable they are? Are they a little too tight? Are they a little too scratchy? Does that toe seam drive you crazy? Well, somebody at Bombas, well, probably a bunch of somebody's, literally rethought every detail of the socks that get worn every single day, and they have made every little detail of those socks more comfortable. So if you don't like how tight they are, if you don't like the fabric they use, if you don't like the toe seam, chances are the folks at Bombas have thought about it. And if you want to do some good while you purchase socks, know this: every time you buy socks from Bombas, they donate a pair to someone in need. And because of people like you buying Bombas and companies like Bombas, over 34 million pairs of socks and counting have been given away using their network of 3,000 giving partners. So give a pair when you buy a pair and get 20% off your first purchase by going to bombas.com/upside. Save 20% at Bombas, bombas.com/upside, bombas.com/upside.
Hey, I'm calling about being scarred for life as a kid. I used to get really bad bladder infections when I was a little girl, and it would really hurt when I went to the bathroom. So my mom taught me to sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat while I was going to the bathroom. So I was at school, and we were in trailers, and I went to the bathroom, and I sang Row, Row, Row Your Boat, and I came out, and all the kids were laughing at me. So then I held my pee for a really, really long time, and it gave me hernias and I had to have surgery. So I can't go to the bathroom in public.
Hey guys, I was just listening to where you were talking about the little kumquat baby shower. And I love when people do that. I identify the baby with the size it is. But listen, I have two nieces that were actually, both of their baby showers were canceled because of all of this. And what they did was everyone just shipped the gifts directly to their house. So there was still a registry. Target has, and I know that was where one registered. And then the day of the baby shower that was supposed to be, we actually did a drive-by past their house. So just an idea. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, guys. I'm just listening to a show. I'm a few days behind, and you're talking about Nurses Week and International Nurses Day and how a local radio was trying to lump them all together. They all have their own. So leave the nurses alone. Give them all the respect and praise that they deserve. I love the nurses that I work with. But for example, Physical Therapy Week starts October 1st. Doctors Week started March 30th. So they all have their own weeks. Again, leave the nurses alone. Let them shine. Let them be proudful and let them be praised. Thanks, guys. Love what you do. Bye.
Hi, Callie and Jess. This is Courtney. I just wanted to call and say thank you guys for sharing about your ad partner with Skylight Frames. My husband and I actually got both of our moms the Skylight Frames for Mother's Day, and both of them actually cried when we gave it to them. They've had a hard time social distancing. We have a 10-month-old, and that's been really, really hard for them not to be able to see him. So Skylight was definitely an awesome, perfect gift that we were super pumped about. So thank you guys for sharing, and happy first Mother's Day, Callie. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, this is Isla, and I'm listening to episode 253. I had to pause it because you mentioned murder hornets, and my son is super into insects and the bug world, and he has done a lot of research on these so-called murder hornets. That is actually a term that the media has developed. There is no such thing as a murder hornet. They're technically called the Asian giant hornets, something like that. And they're just a species of very large hornets. They're like 2 inches long, and they do hurt very badly when they bite you, and it attaches your or attacks your nervous system, and it hurts really bad. And also, they've only found one in the United States, and it probably came through on a cargo ship. So they are not attacking. Just had to pass that along. Okay, bye.
From time to time, you may stumble, fall. You will for sure have questions. And you will have doubts about your path. But I know this, if you're willing to find out what makes you come alive, you will be happy, successful, and you will make a difference in the world.